And we flip now to international news. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has been meeting with NATO allies. And today in Estonia, he announced that the U.S. would be sending 250 tanks and armored vehicles to Eastern and Central Europe, a move that will ease NATO concerns over Russia's incursion into Ukraine and send a message.
We will stand up to Russia's actions and their attempts to reestablish a Soviet-era sphere of influence.
Tom Bowman is NPR's Pentagon correspondent in Washington. And Tom, it feels as if concerns about Russia are rearing up. You know, why this deployment now, and how will those weapons be used?
Well, this is heavy armor, and besides tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles, we're also talking about towed howitzers. And it's all going to be split up among a half dozen nations, the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and also Poland, Bulgaria, and Romania. And they'll be used for military exercises with U.S. soldiers and their counterparts in these countries. Now, this is the first time the U.S. will be placing heavy armor in these countries, all of them once Soviet satellite states. And it's really all about the concerns in all these countries about an aggressive Russia.
And remind us about that, you know, Russia's moves in recent months.
Well, we're talking in particular about Ukraine and Russia's support for the separatist elements in Ukraine, moving its troops also along the border there. So that's really the impetus here. That's the real concern. And the worry is that there could be Russian moves in some of these Eastern European countries, which have Russian populations. Russia could, you know, try to whip up sentiment in some of these countries and maybe go to their rescue, so to speak. That's the concern really among these countries, and that's the reason they're sending U.S. Armor equipment
right.
into these countries
and
for
you mentioned,
training.
And you mentioned it's for training with U.S. troops. Will more troops, U.S. troops, be going?
Well, no, there will be no stationing of U.S. troops in these countries, but U.S. troops will rotate in and out for training. And Defense Secretary Carter told reporters the equipment could move around all these countries depending on the kind of exercises that are being planned.
Yeah. But weren't there already plans in the works at NATO for the so-called Rapid Reaction Force? Is that something that could be deployed if member nations felt threatened?
Right. That's been an ongoing effort. It was announced last year at a summit in Wales. And that's a force of roughly 5,000 troops or so designed to respond within days to any kind of aggression in Europe. It could be from Russia or from some terrorist threat, let's say ISIS. The U.S. would provide commandos to this this rapid response force, as well as fighter aircraft, bombers, and Defense Secretary Carter also said intelligence and surveillance help, too. But that's all separate from what we're talking about here with this pre-positioning of armor going to Eastern Europe.
Well, but still, the combination of, you know, rapid response force that will respond to threats from Russia or ISIS, you know, being lumped together there, and then these new, the artillery being given or the tanks and such being given for training. What's been Russia's response?
Well, Russian leaders have called the U.S. move provocative. They say they, too, may beef up their forces on the western borders with NATO. And President Putin said in response, Russia will add more nuclear missiles to its arsenal. And President Putin also kind of brushed aside NATO's fears. He said, listen, only an insane person, he said, his words, or someone dreaming would think that Russia in any way would make any moves on a NATO country, because that, of course, would kick in what's called Article 5. An attack on one is an attack on all of them.
Yeah. Tom Bowman, NPR's Pentagon correspondent. Thank you.
You're welcome, Robin.